Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 19, Johannesburg 17, Mbombela 21. Die Vryheidsfront Plus sê die jongste misdaadstatistieke toon wel 'n effense verbetering, maar Suid-Afrika is steeds in die greep van 'n ernstige misdaadkrisis. Die party is bly oor die daling van 12,4% in moorde en die afname van 15% in motorkapings tussen Januarie en Maart. Wouter Wessels van die VF Plus het die vordering onder die minister van Polisie Senzo Mkhono se leierskap verwelkom.
Die realiteit bly egter dat Suid-Afrika steeds van die hoogste moord- en verkrachtingssyfers ter wêreld het. Ons is 'n gewelddadige land en baie meer gaan gedoen moet word om hierdie misdaad en veral geweldmisdaad te bekamp.
Die minister van kommunikasie, Solly Malatsi, sê die volgens die Wêreldbank data kan Suid-Afrika se ekonomie groei met 1% vir elke 10% toename in internettoegang. Hy ondersteun 'n beleid aan ICASA om die lisensiering reëls te vergemaklik. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
Instead of equity, companies like Starlink would be allowed to invest in broadband infrastructure, job creation, rural connectivity, or digital skills development, still contributing meaningfully to empowerment. Government says the amendment will uphold the spirit of transformation while unlocking investment in internet access. The public now has 30 days to submit written comments on the proposal. Anastasie Mogobo for the Current FM News.
Kusatu het by miljoene reg oor die vasteland aangesluit om Afrika Dag 2025 môre te herdenk en Afrika se bevrydingsstryd te vereer. Die woordvoerder Zanele Sabela het steun vir Eswatini, Zimbabwe, Kameroen, Sudan en die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo beklemtoon. Sy doen 'n beroep op die industrialisering van Afrika, handelsintegrasie en die werk en om werkloosheid aan te pak.
We further calling for the acceleration of the African Continental Free Trade Area. We call for a well-coordinated continental and global solidarity movement to unite the people of Africa against oppression, occupation, racism, land injustices and inequalities.
Een regter het 'n tydelike verbod uitgereik wat die Trump-administrasie se plan blokkeer om Harvard Universiteit te keer om buitelandse studente in te skryf. Die uitspraking is die jongste in 'n dispuut tussen die Withuis en een van Amerika se mees gesogte instellings. Daar is byna 7000 internasionale studente by Harvard, meer as 27% van sy ingeskrewe studente vanjaar. Ek is my opinion on top story this hour on the Freedom Front Plus welcomes the slight drop in the crime rate.
Good morning, Emil. Good morning. How are you doing, brother?
Good. Doing listen, yourself?
Good. It's a cold morning, but sun is shining and it's Saturday. Hey, what else could be wrong? You know
yes.
What I'm saying? Yes, good morning. Lucky to see you on Weekend Breakfast. Let's get into some more music you love, some Benson Boone and NSYNC. Yeah, Jack Randy FM.
Jack Randy FM plays music. You love.
One more time. Feeling so free. We're gonna
like this.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do. Like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company.